In the early 1980s, a Down syndrome diagnosis meant a life expectancy of just 25 years. But now, Down syndrome babies will live to an average age of 60. As WHYY's Jessica McDonald reports, a new law in Pennsylvania aims to make sure new parents understand the new realities.
A result of an extra chromosome, Down syndrome includes developmental delays and is often accompanied by heart and gastrointestinal complications. But advocates say inaccurate information too often plays down how well those with Down syndrome fare these days. Deb Jastrzebski is founder and CEO of Practice Without Pressure, a medical treatment center in Delaware that caters to people with disabilities.
People used to be so afraid of having a diagnosis of Down syndrome in their children, and it's not easy, but it's not the end of the world. And to know that things are turning positive instead of being so negative can be nothing but good.
Diagnosis can occur as early as the first trimester. At that point, the law calls for informing the mother about the condition as well as providing her with support information. Many doctors, however, say the mandated information impinges on their role as medical experts, which may include frank discussion of abortion. Drexel OBGYN Owen Montgomery opposes the legislation.
Conversations of sensitive, personal nature should be evidence-based and scientifically valid and happen between a provider and the woman who has the diagnosis and should not be mandated by Harrisburg.
The Pennsylvania Department of Health has not yet created the educational materials, but will have them ready by October 1st, when the law will go into effect. The legislation follows similar efforts in other states, including Delaware. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.